he had them. One was a big craft with a diamond-shaped bridge and a lot of blast gun snouts. One was a cylinder with a control deck in the front flat end. One was a thing which looked like a five-pointed star with a sort of gun on each star point. And the fourth was a sphere with a ring around it.
Hey, that answers the description. The last one, of the small gray man's ship. The one you did but didn't crash into.
Precisely. We're under surveillance.
Johnny had known they were under surveillance. No enemy had a monopoly on that. They had shifted their own drone pattern and control to Cornwall, and there were repeaters here. 12 drones, flying slow around the globe, were passing the American mine site every few hours. They were also recording the objects in orbit, though not so well, for drones were basically down-looking. No, a potential enemy had no monopoly. And ground defenses were also alert. But it was minimal defense, and Johnny knew it. Tonight, he couldn't sleep at all. Dunaldin was overdue with the first recordings of Turl's activities, and Johnny didn't even know yet whether they would get recordings. Radio chatter about their project was forbidden. He was in the dark. He got up restlessly at last and paced about. Then he went outside the compound. Hot, muggy. A lion was roaring down by the lake. The sky was overcast. Suddenly, he was overcome with a desire for some cool air and a look at stars. There were a couple of battle planes on standby, ready for a scramble if needed. But they were defense items. The ancient relic Stormalong had repaired was near at hand, a dull green in the glow of compound lights. On impulse, wanting only to do something besides brood, he went in to the duty officer and told him where he was going and got a mask and flight suit. True enough, the controls were a bit old-fashioned. The lift balance buttons were bigger and in a different place. The gun trips had been moved to make way for the crane controls. But so what? He put on a jet backpack, strapped himself in, closed all the windows tight, and vaulted the old wreck skyward. He burst through the overcast, and there were the stars. Johnny could always get a thrill from flying. Since that first enchanting day he had been aloft, he had never lost it. The black sky and bright stars, half a moon, some snow-capped peaks close by, shoving their crowns up through the overcast and into the night sky. Johnny felt some of his tension ease away. He just simply enjoyed it. It was certainly cooler now.